Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. I want to talk today around referral partners. It's our first accelerator, building your referral sources. It goes with our partner whiteboard badge. And in the end, the more referral sources you have, the more referrals you're going to get. It's pretty simple. If you've only got two or three people passing you referrals, and I've got 10 or 12, obviously, I've got the ability to be able to get more referrals every single month. So it really is the cornerstone of building out your million-dollar referral system. But there's a number of different things that stop people from getting referral sources. And most of it comes down to your own thinking, but there's one in particular that I really want to touch on today. And that is that we just make too big a deal of the actual process. It's as if we're trying to get married to our referral partner on the first date rather than just simply going through the stepping stones. And that's why we build out the stepping stones to reduce the overwhelm, to reduce the complexity of it, to reduce the overthinking that takes place when trying to build our referral sources. I'm going to get into that real shortly. Couple of little things. If you haven't got our latest 112 guide, how to get 100 new clients in the next 12 months without spending a cent on paid ads, go to www.100in12.com. Also, if you're ready to dip your toe in creating your million-dollar referral system, we have our referral growth summits always coming up around the corner. Spend 4 hours with me creating your million-dollar referral system. Go to michaelgriffiths.com.au/growth summit. It's a great starting point to being able to build out your referral systems. So Accelerator 1 is all about building your referral sources. And it seems to be a lot harder than what it needs to be. Not because it is, because of our thinking. And the big thing is that we try to already foresee what's going to happen before it actually does. And obviously we can't. We try to put in all of these little measures or all of these little things to ensure that it works out rather than just simply following the process. I feel like one of the biggest things that stop us from asking is just simply, will this work out? Will this be a good person? Are they going to pass me referrals or not? And we can't know the answers to those things. We just have to trust the process. So when we break this down, we break it down into four simple steps. First, you have to identify. So who are the sorts of people that could be passing you referrals? Who sells to the same people you sell to? And you don't compete with one another. Then you need to be asking those people, are you actually interested in having a conversation around being referral partners? Notice I didn't say, are you interested in being referral partners? Because you can't tell whether they're going to be a good referral partner or not yet. So you're not trying to get a referral partner there and there. You're just simply asking, are you interested in having a chat around being referral partners? You have to work out in step number three, conversation, is there a good fit or not? So it's between step two and step three that our first problem arises. We try to get that person a referral partner, as a referral partner, immediately, rather than just simply going, let's have a talk and let's actually see if we're aligned, if we're on the same page, if this is actually going to work for one another. So when you do that, and when you have that way of thinking, the asking part is so much easier. You're asking somebody to come hang out with you versus get married to you. Straight away, it's a different energy. It's a different emotion. And you feel very different by thinking like it that way. So ask to have conversations rather than ask to get referral sources. That's how your thinking needs to be. And then that makes things so much easier for you to manage. So now we've asked. That's step two. Remember, step one, identify. Step two, ask. Step three, conversation. Now, again, the purpose of the conversation is just simply to get on to step four, action plan. The purpose of the conversation is not, again, to get married. It's not, again, to secure the referral partner. The purpose of the conversation is to simply work out, do I feel that there could be a fit or not? Do they sell to the same sorts of people that I do? Do we have the same sort of mindset, the same sort of value? Do I think it's going to be fun? Whatever the things are that are important to you, in the conversation, that's where we're working these things out. The whole purpose of the conversation in step three is to get onto step four, action plan, where you're going to immediately do one small thing to help one another. And really, it's the action plan part which is going to tell you whether this person is a good referral option or not. Do they follow through? Do they communicate? Was it enjoyable? Was there results? See, the normal way of going about referral partners is this. You come across somebody, they sell to the same people you sell to. You say, oh, you sold to them and I sold to them. We don't compete. Shall we be referral partners? The other person goes, yeah, that sounds great. See the difference? No real conversation to work out is there a fit or not. No action plan to actually test the water to whether they're actually going to be any good or not. So that's why, in the traditional way, that referral relationship, nothing happens for the first month or one thing might happen and in the end it fizzles out and dies within 3 to 4 months. You go, well, that was a waste of time. And eventually when you do that 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, you go, well, this referral partner stuff, this doesn't work. We can see the difference between four stepping stones versus how most people are told to do it. It's chalk and cheese. I can see really clearly why the traditional way doesn't work. We're not taking responsibility for actually finding great referral partners. We're just hoping that they're going to be. And obviously, there's a big difference between hope versus taking control of it. So we've identified in step one, we've just asked, hey, do you want to see whether we could be good referral partners or not? That's step two. We're not getting married yet. We're just simply asking for a cup of coffee. We have a conversation to see if there's a fit or not. Do we actually like each other? Do we feel that there's actually going to be good synergies? Now, that conversation shouldn't take any more than 10 minutes because, again, the whole purpose is to get onto step four and create a little action plan where you're going to do one thing to help each other right there. And over the next week, you're going to see, was there good communication? Was there results? Was it enjoyable? Do you actually want to do things with this person long term? So I got asked a really interesting question the other day. Can I have more than just simply one type of referral partner? Like, can I have two accountants, or can I have two business coaches, or can I have two bookkeepers? And in the initial four steps, yes, you can, because you don't know who's going to work out or who is your best option. Remember, you're the prize. So I might identify as an example business coach. Great, I'm asking 20 business coaches because 10 of them probably won't even respond to me. 7 of them will say, yeah, that sounds good. But in that 7, 3 probably won't be a good fit from the very beginning. So now I'm left with 4. I go all the way through and I do an action item with the 4, and 1 will stand out. The thing is, though, once I've picked one, I don't then get another business coach. They're my person. So long term, no, you shouldn't have multiple referral partners of the same industry. I simply go this. If you had to pass a referral in that particular industry and you went, oh, should I give it to Bob or should I give it to Jane? Like if you had to choose because they both did exactly the same thing, I don't think that's acceptable. I don't think that's right. If the shoe was on the other foot, how would you be? Probably not overly happy. Now, if they were in the same industry, but they did different things where you go, okay, if this was the case, I'd give it to Bob. And if this was the case, I'd give it to Jane. Well, then that's fine. And that's why the conversation part of these four steps is so important. If we don't understand through the conversation to where does it fit, it's like, how can this be successful? It can't. And the majority of the time, it's not, simply because of this. So there's a couple of things here that I sort of want to break down. The first is you can ask multiple people in that particular industry at the beginning. At the end, you're going to choose one, though. You're not going to have multiple people. But at the beginning, you don't know who's going to work out. You need to have lots of conversations to then go, who is the best person to be on my team? And that needs to be the thinking. Now, that's not an arrogant way of thinking. That's just you taking responsibility for getting the results that you want and building your own referral sources. Too many times, it's just hope and luck. It's throw mud at the wall, hope that it sticks. And there's very few people who use the traditional way of we both sell to the same person, let's look out for each other, that are really building their business through referrals. I hear so many people, yeah, that's the best way that I've grown my business. But it's taken it 20 years. It doesn't have to. In 12 months, you can have a $1 million business through word of mouth, your networks, referrals, and partnerships. We don't say the $1 million referral system for nothing. It's been mapped out. It's really clear where we want to get to on each badge. If you want to see the $1 million referral system in action, just go to www.michaelgriffiths.com.au/9-accelerators. So michaelgriffiths.com.au/9-accelerators. Short little video that shows all 9 accelerators and how to be able to build out your $1 million referral system. So building your referral sources have stepping stones in place. They have stepping stones to reduce the overthinking, to reduce the overwhelm, to ensure you end up with a good person rather than a dud person. There's a process in place, and those that follow the process have partners which are absolutely amazing for them. But it's about following the process. The world we live in, with instant gratification, with wanting something yesterday rather than being patient and building it out. I get that, but it doesn't help. Remember, we're dealing with humans. Human relationships will never change. Doesn't matter what algorithm, platform, next thing that comes along. Humans are primal emotional beings, and therefore, instant gratification of wanting it yesterday doesn't serve you. So look at where right now you could make some changes in how you go about building your referral sources. How are you using the four stepping stones? Identify, ask, conversation, action plan. Are you asking enough people? Are you having enough conversations? Are you doing enough action plans? Usually the answers there are a no. But simply remember, you can ask as many people as you want within that same industry. By the time you get through the action plan, you should have a standout that's going to become your referral source, become that person on that partner whiteboard for that thing. Hopefully that's been super helpful around building your referral sources. There's lots of resources available to be able to help you. Whether it's grabbing our 112 guide from 112.com, whether it's joining us at our referral growth summit, michaelgriffiths.com.au/growth summit. Spend 4 hours building out your $1 million referral system. Whether it's joining us in our $1 million referral network, our free Facebook group, where we bring our networks together to hang out and learn more about referrals, their networks and partnerships. Just search the $1 million referral network on Facebook. Or if you're interested in building out your $1 million referral system and getting help, our implementation program or partnership club might be exactly what you need. Just reach out and we can have a chat around that. Till next time, take care, and I'll speak to you real soon. See you later, everyone.